So, when last we left off, you guys were in mid-combat with a bunch of rocks.
Whose
excuse
mama was a Rolling Stone.
me. Correct. And their daddy, too.
We will. We will.
Yes. So we are back to the top of the round in this amazing combat.
And that's all you, because we are captains of initiative here.
Yes. Let me just make sure I have everything kind of updated here. So big B1 here and B2 here. B3 was here, and
B3.
yes, sorry,
I had three small and two big.
yes, big one, big two, boulder one, boulder two, boulder three.
Oh, okay, boulders. Okay. I was like, what? What? You're making them bigger. Please hammer, but don't hurt them.
B1. One thing I don't have a great diagram here for. Max and Doug, you were in the same tree?
I think so.
That sounds
And
accurate.
Grill Master was in his own tree, or I don't remember if he got out.
We Not
were
yet.
all very close to together, though.
Yes, you are within 10, 15 feet of each other, tops.
It was in within a quick movement without without stealth to get up into these trees, I think.
Yes. Okay.
It's my brilliant strategy of suspending myself up here where I can die farther from the ground.
Yes. Well, considering that you are up in the tree, the boulders,
Because boulders don't jump.
that's correct. And they can't look up. We established that as well.
We did.
Forgot
that.
They just had the worst fucking perception. It was
Can-Am.
amazing.
Yeah.
I guess
Put
boulder
that in
one.
their stats, Wizards.
Boulder one is going to use half of his movement to back up.
Oh no.
And he's going
Gonna get the angle on us.
Now he's going to curl up and he's going to smash into the tree.
What a bastard.
Well, I mean,
That's
he
almost
can't quite,
math.
he can't reach you. So he's going to try and hit the tree. And that is going to hit the tree because the
If I
tree.
remember, they have like a crazy plus, so
Yes, they have a crazy plus. The tree has very low armor because it's a
it's the
tree.
tree.
Now, the tree does have a metric shit ton of hit points.
So is these guys, luckily, so.
But he does do extra damage because he was rolling. So that's kind of nice. So we're gonna. He's gonna haul off and hit the tree and see if you guys need to make a dexterity save. Yes. He hits the tree for almost max damage. You do see bark and splinters fly.
So you saying
Who needs to make
dexterity
dex
saving
save?
throw
dexterity saving throw
Or which
from
tree?
for Max and Doug.
Okay.
Oh, 16?
22.
Okay.
That mean I fall?
Nope.
No.
But just barely.
Oh, barely. Shit.
Yes. You managed to stay in the tree. That brings us to boulder number two's turn. And in very similar fashion to boulder number one, boulder number two is going to try and bring you to him. That is a hit.
Shocking.
I mean, I gave the tree just better than 10 armor class, so shouldn't be too shocking. It's more about, do they do enough damage to shake the tree to... And...
to rock us out of it.
He does not. The tree does... The tree does shudder a little, but it is... It's not great.
Does it still seem stable enough? I mean, is it kind of just tipping over, or
the tree is not at danger of tipping over?
Okay,
but you are able to tell they're fucking this tree up.
Sweet,
we're
on a clock.
Yes, you are. And
to wit. Clock is ticking.
It is boulder number three over there on Grillmaster's tree. Yep. He hits the tree. Shocker. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, wait. He hits it with like the two fingers and then the one little finger?
Yes.
He hits the tree with the shocker? That's wild.
Yeah. These rocks are getting their wood.
Fucking freaks.
Grillmaster. I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw, sir.
He's really good at those.
Twelve.
That's a number.
I lied.
Okay.
Hey, I'm average.
I need you to make me a second dexterity saving throw, sir.
How high in the tree are we?
About 10 feet.
That would be a dirty 20.
That'd be a dirty 20, okay. So unfortunately, he hits the tree hard enough, you do fall out.
To which you make a 3-point landing.
You do make the superhero land.
Oh, that's bad on the knees.
It did hurt the knees, though, and you do take 3 points of damage.
Bernard.
Unfortunately, though, you are no longer in the tree. Boulder 3 and big whatever. You are fighting.
You're a prime target now. Fuck.
Yes, you are fighting the big that goes last.
Big Stony.
Yes. They are both right in front of you, sir.
Okay.
It is big the other's turn, though, because you guys just rolled just such amazing.
I really wish I could go now, because I would just like maybe cast turn you invisible or something.
We're going to see. Did this big notice that you were dislodged from the tree? What's his perception? It's not great, if I remember correctly. No, it is not.
He's a rock.
Yep. Yes, and he can't look up, and apparently he doesn't have ears.
He can't turn. He can't look to the side either.
So. Apparently, yeah. So,
his world consists of 90 degrees directly in front of him.
Yes, that big is just gonna smash into the tree holding Max and Doug.
Well, maybe if we get behind him, we can just leave him here beaten on trees.
You know, that is an option. That is a natural 20 though.
Fuck that plan.
Big is gonna lay into this tree.
I don't know. That seems awful wasteful.
Yeah. So that is
what, to run away?
Or
no, the crit hit on the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like a waste.
That is 36 points of damage to a tree.
Uh-huh.
That tree is kindling.
God damn it.
It's not quite, but
fall.
Yeah, you guys do need to make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Oh, man. Ah! With my plus two, that's a four.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Okay. Well, good news. Max, you're still in the tree.
Where I wish to be.
I need you to make me another dexterity saving throw, sir.
Oh, figures. 15.
15. Hey, you stick the 3-point superhero landing.
Oh, awesome. What do I take to knee damage?
You take 3 points of knee damage. And as you land, just as a free thing to notice, that tree probably doesn't have too many hits left.
Okay. Not really a problem anymore. But I will shout up to friend Max character classes. that you have four, correct?
Yes.
We are fourth level, so you have max character classes.
That is correct.
You might want to jump when it's your choice rather than falling. And I get up or kind of stretch my knee a little bit out. And even though it's not my turn, I will say that.
Yeah, that brings us to Grillmaster.
Okay.
What are we going to do? How are you going to save our lives without killing us? Don't forget your imp. You can get the help action to get advantage to hit if you're going to do something like that.
Yeah. Maybe save this for next turn. I'm going to use the imp as a help.
Okay.
And just Eldritch Blast the big one nearest to me.
Okay.
Twenty-three.
That is a hit. Roll me some beautiful damage, please.
Seven.
Woo.
Seen better.
You've seen better, yeah. But
I don't have a lot of bonus actions, so.
Okay. Are you staying put?
Am I outside of his 90 degrees at this point?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'll use whatever movement I have to just get that distance away from him, because I can still lob the blast from there.
Sure.
30 foot speed.
What's your movement?
30.
30? Okay. Yeah. And I'm assuming you want to move in a direction away from both Bit and Boulder.
Between correct. All of them.
Okay, so that would mean that you are moving in a northeast direction.
Oh, not northeast. That's never good.
Just to give you some sort of idea on where you're headed. You're headed northeast. That would sort of, if you went far enough,
Vermont.
Send you back to where you guys landed.
Okay. All right, that's so headed in that direction that we came from originally. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so fair to say, territory we're familiar with.
Yes.
Giving us advantage. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
No, I don't know about that.
Hey, we know the battlefield.
That'd
be hard to hit us there.
That brings us to Doug.
Nope. Max is after Grillmaster. Hmm.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Is there a point that my tiny goblin self can reach that would be center of a circle on me and a bunch of the bad guys within 10?
You're 10 feet in the air. Is it a circle?
It's technically a sphere.
Sphere around you, so that it would reach the ground. So anything below you.
But I'm willing to come down.
Oh,
that's from where you are, if you stayed in the tree, you could hit boulder that goes second in the round.
Okay.
And big guy who is already gone.
Okay.
What's your movement speed?
30.
Okay. If you... Okay. So you got to get out of a tree. We'll say the movement to drop yourself out of the tree. We'll call that a third of your movement speed. So you would have 20 feet of movement left.
Okay.
Provided that you make a dex check and not biff the landing. It'd be a low thing. You could use another 10 feet of your movement, so 20 feet of your movement to get out and move, and you could get boulder 2, boulder 1, and big guy who already went.
Okay, let's do that. And then and no friendlies within the same 10 foot range.
Okay, you could do that. That is going to place you semi-precariously between boulder 2 and big guy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm going to need everything to make strength saves.
Okay, well, make me your dex check. Dex save. To get out of the tree.
To not land on your face.
Could I maybe do some acrobatic craziness to get out of the tree?
Absolutely.
That will be a 17.
You stick it, sir.
Thank you, 9 in acrobatics.
Jesus. Somebody went with the one basket. Egg picking.
Yes. So strength saves, you said?
Yes.
Okay. I will announce them. Boulder 2.
Okay.
Boulder 2 gets a 23.
That will unfortunately succeed. Just barely.
Big guy.
Uh-huh.
Natural 20 for a 25.
Okay. That is that actually failed. Surprisingly. Okay.
Boulder 1
uh-huh.
rolled a 4 for a total of 9.
Okay, so, all right. So the one that failed is going to take 9 necrotic damage. The other two are going to take 4 necrotic damage.
Okay.
And the one that failed can't take reactions until its next turn.
Wow.
Oh, this was Arms of Hadar.
Okay. Sweet. Okay.
That's my only spell slot.
I'm sorry, what?
That's my only spell. That is it. That's my spell slot.
That's the one spell you get?
That's this one warlock spell.
My one warlock spell slot, yeah.
That is hilarious.
I have two spells. Technically three. And I've made sure that the others are rituals so that I still have other stuff I can do.
Okay. I mean,
it was never about Arms of Hadar. It was just about the genie damage.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you are down on the ground. You are now here. And is that your turn?
Bonus action.
Yes.
Cower in fear.
Bonus action. I don't have a bonus action.
Okay.
I don't have enough levels in a class to have bonus actions.
Okay. I love it. This is great.
That's okay. When this character gets revisited later and he's got like four or five more levels and a couple more classes.
And four or five more classes.
Yeah. He's gonna do some stuff.
I look forward to it.
I'm done. Awesome. I'm done.
Okay. That was Max. So it's
Big guy too.
Okay. Let's see if he's noticed anything. Hey, he did.
Cheater.
He noticed the ruckus at the other tree.
What tree? Grillmaster's tree?
No. This guy was Grillmaster tree big guy.
Oh.
So he's coming over to join the
he's coming to play for the other team now? Okay.
He's coming to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, Max, that tree.
Max, I need you to make me an acrobatics check.
16.
16.
Is he bowling into us?
He is bowling into you. You are able to get out of the way. Which is probably a good thing for you. But that does mean that he impacts the tree.
Which no one is in.
Correct. But it's also not long for standing in this world.
Oh, that's awesome.
The chattiest Chad of Chad rolls.
I don't know what that means.
Is that the Chadwick von Chadenheiser?
So max damage is, what would that be? That would be 29. Would be max damage for this bowling action.
Yeah, it sounds like level 4.
He did 11.
That's what I do on an average attack.
Uh-huh.
Or above average attack.
Uh-huh.
I can do 29 if I'm rested.
He got all the bonuses because he rolled 20 feet or more.
I could do 29 damage if I shoot somebody, knocking them off a cliff and they fall 60 feet.
You just got to make sure they can't roll 20 feet and they can't do that much damage.
Okay.
He was able to roll 20 feet. That tree is swaying in the wind. It is not great. It looks bad.
How big are these trees?
Remember the maple tree I had in my backyard at my son's graduation party?
Can you put your arms around it?
No.
Okay, bigger than that.
Yeah, we're talking probably 8 to 9 feet in diameter.
Okay. And it's swaying.
The trunk looks like someone has used it for target practice. It is beaten up. It is cracked. You can see daylight through the trunk from the massive amounts of damage that this tree has taken.
I may change what I'm going to do.
It is Doug's turn.
It is. He's at the foot of this tree?
Yes. Yes, he is like...
is that Robin. Tree within 275? I gotta find a page, make sure I am stating this correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Is he within 60 feet of me?
I would assume. He's within 20 feet of you.
Okay, I am going to cast Shatter on him and the tree. And hopefully does damage to him, does damage to the tree, and the tree falls on it.
I need, because I don't have that book open and handy, can you read Shatter to me?
A sudden, loud, ringing noise, painfully intense, erupts from a point of your choice within range. Each creature in 10-foot radius sphere centered on that point must make a constitution saving throw. A creature takes 3d8 thunder damage on a failed save, on half as much on a successful one.
Okay.
A creature made of inorganic material such as stone, crystal, or metal has disadvantage on a saving throw.
Okay. Max, are you made of inorganic material?
I am not.
Okay. You will also have to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, shit.
Here's the trade-off. Let me tell you the trade-off before you back out of this. If you shatter big guy at the base of the tree, you're going to shatter big guy, tree, boulder one, boulder two, other big guy.
I gotta do it, Max.
It's fine.
Duck! Can I get the help action on this? Oh, wait, roll an attack. Just save. Never mind.
Okay, so we'll do tree first at disadvantage. Okay, I'm just going to say there's no natural one, so the tree fails, but not critically.
My spell save is 14, so it's not hard.
Right, but it's a tree. It's not sentient.
Yeah, and it's not able to move. It is a constitution, not a dexterity, so
that's
fine. I don't have to move or anything.
I got a 19.
Okay.
Excellent.
Disadvantage. Okay, so I'm going to do these in order coming out from the tree. Big guy at the base of the tree. 7.
That's a fail.
Boulder 1. 7.
That's a fail.
Boulder 2. 10.
That's a fail.
Big guy 2. 15.
That's a save.
Okay.
And I will roll my 3d8. Ooh, nice, nice, nice. Oh, well, maybe not nice. 9 and 8. 17.
17?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 17 for everybody that failed, and what is it, 8 for everybody that made it?
Yes.
And does the tree fall over?
All right.
Well, we're going to get to that. Okay. Boulder 1 explodes.
That's the baby boulder? Okay.
So. Yes. That was boulder that started the round.
Cool.
Boulder 2 explodes.
That's awesome. I like that. This is...
I'm
feeling good.
Big guy at the base of the tree.
Not happy.
Took a lot of damage.
Took 17, yeah.
Took a lot of damage.
Doesn't like me.
This is thunder damage, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thunder damage, yep. Okay. He is chippy.
He's chippy, bloody. Okay, he's muddy.
Yes, he's muddy.
It rhymes with blood.
And the other one, he's not happy. Now here's the thing, the tree. Essentially, what was left of that fucked up trunk that they were pounding on, explodes. The way I kind of have this kind of envisioned on the map I drew, Max, you moved so that you could get into range to get everybody. You are the one who we're going to say, actually, do me a favor. Okay. Ray.
I did yell duck before I cast it.
Sure. Ray.
Yeah.
Roll me a d4.
D4.
Yep.
One.
Okay. Yeah. So, Max, I'm going to need you to make an acrobatics check like your life truly depends on it.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
28.
Okay.
His life depended on it.
Okay.
That was with advantage because I yelled duck.
It's 19 on die, so fails.
Okay. We'll say that because it makes the most sense, you see this happen and you're like, fuck, and you move in the same direction that Grillmaster did. We're gonna say Boulder at the or big guy at the base of the tree. Probably just not going to be able to move. Tree falling damage. 5e. Hey, what is reasonable save damage? No, that's not falling for a tree from a tree. That's not what I want. Falling objects. Here we go.
I mean, it might not be impact damage, but it'd definitely be crushing damage, the weight of it falling on you.
I mean, I kind of like this this thing that...
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to say at the base of the tree, it's probably not the max weight of the tree that's going to hit him.
No.
He's at
the but is there any shrapnel damage from the tree exploding?
I mean, we're going to go with range number two on this. Okay. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
This is an awesome second level spell, I must say.
9, 10. Okay.
Which spell is this, Ray? Chatter?
Shatter, 12, yeah. 13, 14, those are definitely a good choice.
20, 24, 28, 30, 35. Big guy at the tree, at the base of the tree.
Yeah.
As the tree kind of like, you know, the trunk explodes, so it kind of like slides forward before it starts to fall.
Yeah, not having the best day.
He's not getting out from under that tree. He is toast. I'm just going to double it.
This is the big guy that failed his save?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, this is the big guy at the base of the tree. Who?
I don't know which one that was.
That was the one that came from Grillmaster's tree.
Oh, okay.
So,
I only know them by made his save, failed his save. Which one was muddy?
This one.
Oh, okay. This one was muddy. Okay.
Muddy is mud. And okay. They do not have great decks. So, and that's a natural one. So, tree just fucking splats the other one.
So the big guy's gone.
Yeah. Do
any of the other boulders disappear?
Well, there was only one boulder left alive.
True.
It's still there. Look, let me Oh, no, I'm sorry. He just kind of like falls apart into a pile of dirt on the ground because that's the way that reads. Cool. So, guys, you went into the lumberjack business.
I do have a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other trees around here?
There's the tree that Growmaster was in.
Oh, right. That's... Never mind. I can't cast two spells. I cast Shatter.
My original
plan was to Misty Step to another tree and then Eldritch Blast, but I can't Shatter then Misty Step. So I am going to try to move away into the brush, away from the remaining boulder and thing. But I would like
there's
to put...
There's nothing left, Ray.
There's nothing left?
No. Boulder 1 exploded. Boulder 2 exploded. Big guy died. Big guy died.
Oh.
Third boulder turned into a pile of dirt.
I didn't know that the second big guy died. Okay, my bad. I thought we were still in combat.
No. For the tree hitting him for his failed save, he takes 20d6 damage.
20d6?
20d6. An object falling with a weight of 200 pounds or more with a...
My next character is going to be a lumberjack, and he is going to fight exclusively in forests with trees already prepared.
200 pounds. Yes, 200 pounds or more. And I like this website. I've used this website before. 200 pounds or more falling 10 or more feet. Maximum damage would be 20d6. That would be 20d6. So I'm just going to double the 10 that I rolled earlier.
Okay. So yeah, he's...
Yeah, that's 90. There, that's...
Doug's just going to say, got him! Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Doug got him.
Damn. That was okay.
There is a lot of noise. There are birds fluttering in the air now. They're just... Imagine... Imagine a tree falling in the forest and you're around to hear it fall.
I'm going to look to the guy and say, we might not want to hang around here. I do a quick kick the dirt where these guys fell. Do they have any like diamond eyeballs laying around or anything?
You know what? Make me an investigation check.
I'll check one. You guys want to check another pile or want to help me look this? Or
could I help and or guide?
Sure.
With what is this? Investigation, perception?
Investigation.
I got plus nothing. So with my guidance and my best roll, it's 18.
18. Okay. Make me a percentile roll.
Percentile. Jeez.
Yes.
89.
Yeah, I did.
What? Okay.
There you are. I heard and then you cut out.
Oh, 89. Sorry.
89. Okay.
I thought I said it. I didn't hear you.
I heard it.
Okay.
It's just it was dropping.
It was probably my shitty internet. Yeah. So you find a gemstone.
Cool.
It is roughly the size of your fist. It is crude. It is not cut. It's like you just pulled it out of the ground.
Okay. Raw gemstone.
Raw gemstone. It's about fist size.
Okay. So I'm not going to even... it's something I recognize as a gemstone.
Yes, you are able to tell. I found something.
I'm going to quickly hold it up. Ooh, check the other piles, guy. Or this is one of the big guys.
Yes.
So check the other big guy, and I will assist somebody who's looking.
Who's looking?
I have nothing on my investigation, so hopefully somebody else has something.
I don't either.
Okay. If no one goes, I'll go check. You gonna assist guide again?
Yeah, please.
Okay. That's not as good. Hopefully I get big on this. 3. Okay. 16 total. What did I get last time? 18?
Mm-hmm. Did you get this time?
16, sorry.
Okay.
Do I keep cutting out? I'm sorry.
No, I'm pretty sure it's me.
Percentile?
Yep, percentile.
Percentile, 94. Getting better 94. Or worse, depending on what
he's looking for. Holy fuck. Okay, so here's how I did it. I figured, okay, roll me an investigation check, and I'm going to use that to set a percentile modifier.
Uh-huh.
Like, in if you roll above the percentile modifier, then you find something. 94 is well above anything that I could come up with an investigation of 16. So, roll me a
d6. Just one of these square ones. 6!
Jesus fucking Christ.
Cool. I'm glad I thought to look at these fuckers. This one's perfectly cut.
No. You find 6 pieces of a rough gemstone that, if you held them all in your hand, are roughly the same size as the other one. But it is...
So, fist size broken up.
Yes, it is 6 shards that would make a fist size uncut gem.
Total fist size.
Yes.
Okay. I fisted these guys and I found this shit. Let's go.
Okay. You originally, I believe, set out, you were looking for, were you looking for your party members or no?
We were going that direction, yes.
Right.
I had the imp.
Yes.
Trail. Yes. I had said he was looking, so he did notice them leave. Yes. So we had a direction to go to search in.
Yes, you had an erection to go in.
Did you say erection?
What?
It's what it sounded like.
We have erection?
It's what it sounded like you said.
Rock hard. That's right.
Yes. Yes.
We got wood.
What I did with my alchemist kit is my business.
That fight had wood and rocks. Yeah.
You are an NFL player getting ready for a game. You took all the Viagra.
Yeah. That happens? Really?
Yes, it does. I don't know why.
Is that like a legal weapon on field?
It's,
it's got to be some kind of assault. Me too, right?
Huh? Right, right. So, you have essentially 7 uncut gems. You have a lot of ruckus made in this area. You have a direction.
Any clue where these guys came from? Were they just, are they the locals? Or are these things conjured? Are these gems part of the summoning? Do we know anything about these guys as we walk away? We need to discuss this.
We need to find some place to hunker down.
Okay. You took a hit too, right?
I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I got that healing pot if you want it.
I'm truly okay.
Okay. I mean, I have 38 total. I'm only down to 35. So
I'm over where you are currently. Yeah. So
I probably have the lowest hit points here. I did not prioritize constitution. Or no, I did. Shit. Why do I have such shitty hit points? All right. So okay, move in direction of missing party members who not really excited about being in our party, but they are privy to our crimes, so we really definitely want to know where they are.
That's true.
Or we want to get away from them.
Well, they wanted to get away from us, which makes me a little distrusting of them.
Maybe we just...
It wasn't so much that they wanted to get away from you.
They just kind of left when we were dealing with the old people.
Maybe we just cut bait and just go on about our business and, you know, wish them the best. Well,
we're not going to tell them about these gems, that's for sure.
Right. But, I mean, maybe we just, you know, hey, they ran off. Cool. Let's not waste any time looking for them.
Okay. I didn't make any promises. So did you guys make any promises? No.
No, okay. I just want to get the fuck out of here.
Did we know each other in the dungeon, or did we get paired up just because we're same age?
You got randomly assigned groups.
Okay. Oh, that's right. We had numbers and we were thrown together. Okay.
Yep.
So we won't really have any loyalty to each other other than the fact that we've been a couple scraps.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
I told Max, hey, sorry about that back there.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Okay. Worked out though, right?
Yeah, it worked out.
Okay, I'll have my head on a swivel, put the imp up for a lookout.
Okay.
If he can stay invisible and stay... up above us, maybe looking behind, kind of just doing a slow circle around us as we walk, and okay. We will move, I think, probably on our original, where we were headed when all this kind of
transpired.
Yeah.
Okay. If I remember correctly, you guys were headed... you had kind of made the loop because you were trying to get to the edge, correct?
Yeah, there was only one geographical path to take out of this area, and that's where we were headed. We had no idea what we were going to find there, but we knew we were only going to find opposition in this field.
Yep. Okay. So you guys are walking, you guys doing any talking, any questioning, any thoughts? Like,
At this point, I'm willing to go with caution, but Max said something about maybe taking a breather. Are you talking long rest? Are you talking short rest?
I don't know where people are as far as resources go.
My resources come back on a short rest, so.
Okay.
And I have hit dice to spend if I want to heal. I'm not in a point where I need to heal right now, but I would gladly take that spell slot I used back.
Okay.
I don't have to do anything. I'm pretty fine, so.
I would get.
I'll go along with either way.
I'm not damaged enough that it really matters.
I say we keep moving. If we see something ahead that might cause us trouble, we can then maybe double back to anything that we scout along the way that might look like a place to hunker down.
Seems reasonable.
Go until we see trouble.
Okay.
And then determine whether or not we're up for that trouble or we want to go back and hide.
Okay. So we'll say you're not quite moving like double your pace.
We're just walking. Yeah.
You're just walking. Yeah. Okay. So you did say that as you were walking, you were going to kind of puzzle over these beings.
Yeah. Whether or not... These are constructs where these are naturally occurring creatures. You know, I've never heard of them. The way the little ones crumbled makes me think magic, but who knows? There's magical creatures.
Okay. Yeah. So Make me an Arcana check or a survival check. Your choice. One of them does have an easier DC than the other.
My Arcana is better, so I gotta go with that. 21.
21. You're familiar with these creatures from studies.
Okay.
They are naturally occurring beings in parts of the world. They are, it's not unreasonable that they could be summoned.
Are they territorial? Is that why they came after us? Or are they something that maybe somebody could dominate and
direct? I wouldn't say they're territorial. They could be dominated. They could be, you know, they do have a language. They are sentient. But I mean, they could also just be not happy about a whole bunch of fuckwads that just showed up in their home.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
So I'm just like thumbing through my my book of occulty arcana stuff, and I find something. Well, maybe this is this.
Yeah.
Kind of suss out what these things were.
Now you were at the dungeon, so you have some idea of what the dungeon is about. Maybe you haven't witnessed the dungeon in its full force, but I mean, you have an idea. You would not be surprised if these were maybe placed here.
But, well, everything's got this. This is the dungeon. Everything's placed in here, right?
Right, but you know, you've heard that sometimes the dungeon teleports you to places.
True, and this is kind of a spur of the. This is a weird thing. Yes. This is the dungeon I chose. This is. We could actually be in a real woods somewhere. That we're saying.
Yes, you could be.
Well, that's some fucked up shit there, Chad Crider.
I know, right? But normally
we don't do the really real world here.
Normally, these beings are found in or around mountains or in.
So in the forest, it is strange to find them.
It's a little odd to find them in a forest.
So maybe that's why they hated those trees so much.
Yes.
Fuck those trees.
Fuck those trees.
Those trees were clearly obstructing the natural beauty of the stone.
They didn't even care about us. It was just the fucking trees.
Correct.
God, oh, it's a total misunderstanding. I feel so bad now.
Yes,
it was
you
really
should.
Just that one tree that was an affront to the well, entire scene. Really.
If anything, the tree got a patch. So
yes. So where did you put those stones?
Oh, you fucker! They're in my pouch, or my belt pouch. Yeah.
Okay. So let's just have you guys make some survival checks. I mean, you're moving through the woods, moving at normal pace. Not like you're trying to be super stealthy.
But... 12.
12. Okay.
17.
17.
Not great.
Okay.
6.
That's not great.
I believe that's the accurate description of that number. Yes.
But to be fair, using party logic, that's 2 successes and a fail. So that's you're good.
Wait, an 11 was a 12 was a success.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You're just moving through a forest.
Okay.
It's mainly just.
I thought these things were going to reincarnate in my pocket or something.
Well, no. The survival check was to make sure that you're just moving through the forest without, you know, anything bad happening.
Oh.
So you guys make it, you know, probably 5-10 minutes. Everything seems to be going good. Doug, your pouch that is holding these.
Yeah.
It's starting to feel warm.
I'll miss you, Doug.
Yeah.
There is a general warmth.
Hold up. I take the pouch. I'm gonna open it and peer inside.
Okay.
Are these things like glowing? Are they fire? Are they melding together? Are they growing?
They're glowing. Not like super bright. They look like, you know, if you let a fire die overnight, and you get up in the morning and you've just got those coals left over, and they're just kind of,
yeah,
you know, glowing. That's kind of the level of light that you're seeing here.
But they're warm.
They're a little warm.
I have a leather pouch therein. Is this in danger of burning through this pouch?
At present, no. But you do know these things are warmer than they were when you put them in the pouch. The big one seems to be less glowy than the shards.
Okay, I'm gonna take the big one.
Uh-huh.
And put it in a different pouch.
Okay.
And then, hey guys, these things are kind of warming up. And I hand each of them two of them, the okay. lower ones, to kind of okay. spread them out, see if that makes any difference.
Okay.
So I have the big one in one pouch, two little ones in the original pouch, and then give each of them two of the littler ones. Maybe separate them as a crowd, might
mm-hmm.
see if that makes any difference before I give up on them and throw them away.
Okay. Do the two of you willingly accept the two small stones?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grillmaster, do you willingly accept two small stones?
They're pieces of that gemstone heart thing of the stone monster.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Make me another survival check, guys.
Wow, dirty 20.
Okay.
Totally worked. This solved all our problems.
19.
Okay.
That's two successes and a failure.
Two successes and a fail. You guys are still good. You're moving through. Now, as you guys are getting through this next section, you're seeing that the trees are starting to thin out a little bit, not in the same way that you had the clearings before.
Anorexic trees, okay.
It's more like the clearings before went all the way, like there was no growth above the clearing.
Okay.
This looks more like a more natural clearing where just, you know, there's not as many trees in this area, but there's still, you know, a canopy of greenery above you.
Okay.
As you are getting a little closer, you see there is a... to call it a farm would be an overstatement, but it's a little more than just a house.
Okay.
In this clearing area.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
How long have we traveled towards this?
Going about 15 minutes or so.
How do the stones feel? Are they still warm or are they cooling off or
big stone is about the same temperature
okay
as it was when you pulled it out of the bag.
Okay, so I got any hotter?
No, everything feels warm still.
Okay,
but not as, you know, it's, you're not like, oh god, my leather pouch is going to erupt into flames on me. It okay. is still warm.
This rock is giving my hip a hickey.
Okay. Correct. Yeah. So you're not terribly worried about the temperature. As you start to get closer to this clearing in this area, there is a slight vibration to the stones.
That's normal.
Almost like a predict after a minute or so, it's a predictable, almost like a hum. Almost like a, like, you know, for player comparison, like a
vibration.
Yeah, like a cell phone vibration kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. I want to throw these away, but I really don't want to just leave them here if I'm going to go sleep in that farm.
You want to throw them away?
Well, I don't know. That.
Make me
What do you guys think of these stones? Mine's kind of, there's kind of a hum.
Is there a well anywhere around here?
that's hilarious. Make me an investigation check.
You really should have stacked investigation had I known.
Let's see. With my pluses of zero, that's a 13.
Okay.
Wait. Check that math. Okay, that's what I got too.
Yeah.
13. Okay. And we'll say party rules, two successes and a fail since the other guy isn't here.
Well, I did roll.
I thought you did. I thought you said 13.
No, I was checking his math of 13 plus zero.
Okay.
Gotcha, I got a 16 plus zero. So
okay.
What are you 16. Rolling for?
Roll me an investigation check.
To whether or not your stone is vibrating in your pocket.
You're 9.
All right.
I mean, the stone is vibrating, but you're a little less concerned. You guys do see that this home consists of a stone house, small stone house. There is a well.
That's why there's a well.
There is a small outbuilding. And there is what looks like at one point it was probably like a small yard for small animals, chickens, maybe a pig or two, sheep, something like that. It is not big enough that they were keeping cows or something, but it is fenced in, but it is in disrepair. Everything here looks like not currently, maybe sometime in the not too distant past, someone lived here, but probably not now.
We are saying there are no signs that this is currently inhabited.
There are no signs this is currently inhabited.
But there is a well.
There is a well.
All right, guys, I got an idea.
I like this idea. I'll dig it in the pocket.
Okay.
We doing this? Guys. We turning this well into Godzilla?
I'm just saying, because we can drop these rocks and get the hell out of here, and we don't ever have to talk about this ever again.
I mean, yeah, let's get our rocks off.
That is an option.
I really feel these things might not be a good idea to keep.
It just doesn't seem, yeah, it doesn't seem like any good's coming come from having these long term.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's your choice,
you can keep trying to lure us into it. Drop.
As soon as we drop him, he's going to need him. But if we never drop him, we never need him.
But I think if we drop them, we need to get the hell out of here because it seemed like they were getting warmer when they were close to one another.
I have a caveat. What if I drop the big one? Because that seems like it's the most trouble. And I drop one of the little ones.
Okay.
And you each drop one of your little ones.
Okay.
I think if these little ones are still vibrating, I can deal with that. I can throw that at somebody.
Okay.
Okay.
Gives us a little something, and it kind of alleviates any possible multiple problems.
So I just want to confirm here. You guys are deciding that the biggest uncut gem, the fist-sized uncut gem, is the one you're going to get rid of.
It's vibrating?
Kinda, yeah.
It's getting warmer.
No, it is warm. It got warm. It has not gotten warmer.
Okay, so it warmed up. Now it's trying to hatch. Fuck you. Drop it in a whip.
Okay. So you go over to the well. You go over to the well. There's a big lid on it. The three of you have... It's going to take at least two of you, but you can get the lid off. You get the lid off. You look down in. The well is clearly a well. It goes down probably, I don't know, 15, 20 feet, and then it's black, and you just can't see any further past that.
Okay.
And you are...
Drop it.
Okay. You are dropping the big one.
Dropping a big one.
Are you
dropping,
just...
dropping the uglier of the two littler ones.
Okay, so when you drop this big one, are you just like holding it straight out over the top and just like...
Yeah, I'm dropping it so it lands in the water. I don't want it to scrape aside or anything.
There you go. I wasn't trying to be that direct about my questioning, but okay.
Yeah, I don't want to touch rock until it's at the bottom of the water.
Okay. So you drop the big stone.
And I'm saying this, I'm narrating this to them so that they know my frame of mind, why I'm doing what I'm doing.
You drop the big stone.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down about 10 feet.
And into darkness, we can't see it anymore.
No, it just stops. Right, like it is right there just above where the darkness is.
Okay, I'm taking the little stone and I'm throwing it at the big stone to push it down farther.
Okay.
Jack roll? Yeah, sure.
I think
dexterity.
I think we should I think we should leave.
It's a 16.
16.
To little hit stone rock with another rock.
Yes. Little stone. You yeet that bitch straight down there. It gets right there to the big stone. And
it merges with it.
Yes, it does.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're an asshole.
Okay.
Okay.
throwing another stone, are we?
This is working out, guys. I take the second stone I have.
Uh-huh.
I throw that fucking into the field.
Into the field. Okay.
Yeah, fuck that. It's going way over there.
Okay. Make me a dexterity check.
God.
Or strength check, whatever your preferred yeeting stat would be.
Oh, okay. Total 10.
10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we just go?
Are you throwing your rocks in the well?
Nope.
I don't have any rocks anymore. Two of them are in the well and one's in the field.
No. Okay. The one that you threw towards the field
is floating 4 feet above the ground and it's looking at me angrily.
It does go about 20 feet.
Okay.
And it stops and it is kind of floating there in the air.
You're a fucker. What is this? Rock cemetery?
Kind of pulsating, kind of looking, you know, like it's vibrating, it's glowing.
I look at Max. Yeah, I'm ready to go.
I'll wear this uncomfortable rock up my ass if I need to get us out of here. At this point, I don't really care.
oh god. Okay.
This was totally in your notes, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Asshole. This comes from Ray saying, I look at the bodies of the dead rock people.
Yes. I was hoping that somebody would. Okay, so you guys are getting out of the farm area.
Do we want to look in the house? I mean, this is the first building we've seen, right?
It is.
Are we investigating this house?
I mean, the rock is the problem, not the house, right?
Well, yeah.
It's apparently a new way to get fucked, so...
Yeah, we haven't solved the last problem, so let's look into another one.
Okay.
That's our policy.
Okay.
I got 99 problems, and let me list one.
I mean, if this... So what are you going to do?
Let me add one. I'm gonna go up and see if the door's locked.
We certainly won't be solving one.
I'm going to go hide in the house.
Okay. You are approaching the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get shot through the keyhole.
Nope. House seems pretty normal.
The door's not locked?
No, it's not locked.
Okay. I will... I'll peek in through a window if I can before I just go yanking the door open. Or is there a light on inside, a fire burning, any sign of movement?
Nope.
Okay, I will open the door, peek in.
Okay. It looks like this was someone's abode. Looks like, judging by the lair, abode.
I know. I'm just being an asshole. Sorry.
Okay.
Is there an arrow?
Yeah. Judging by the layer of dust, it's been a while since someone has been here.
Okay.
Nothing looks like it's out of place. Nothing looks, there wasn't a struggle. Nobody died violently or anything like that. Just a...
You do know an assortment of floating rocks over the dining room table.
Yeah. Nope. It's a empty house.
One room, or is there a loft, a back room, or anything?
There is kind of like the common area, like a living room, dining room, kitchen kind of room, all
caught off to the side kind of thing.
No, there is a back room. Okay. With a door. Doesn't look like it's a super heavy door or anything.
You're so, it's covered in dust. People haven't been here. But does it look like they packed up anything? Or is there, bowls on the shelf and pots hanging over the hearth? And, I mean, everything is still here.
Yep.
The people are just missing.
Yes. If it weren't for the layer of dust, you would say, they're just out doing something.
I will. Did anybody else come in the house with me? I don't want to be stirring up a death match by myself.
No, I was definitely coming into the house. So,
unless
you died stepping through the door, I will follow.
Okay. I'm going to peek in. I look around and I go,
Did
just leave? And I'll make my way towards the door to the back room.
Dylan?
Is that?
Yeah.
As you enter the house,
mm-hmm.
This you don't need to roll for this. You would know this pretty easily. Wherever you've got those stones,
okay,
they are jingling. You might as well be playing Jingle Bells.
Okay,
they are vibrating, bouncing. If you have them somewhere, that would even be kind of sort of visible.
Do I hear his jingle bells?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody would be
able to hear this. Throw those things in the... No, not in the well. Throw them in the field, but another field, a different field than I threw mine. You saw it out there. It's floating, right?
Yeah, it's definitely still floating.
I look out the window and I see it.
Yes, it's just chilling.
I pull the curtain back. I think it's looking at us.
So this is a noticeable change since we walked through the threshold?
Absolutely.
Okay.
These stones are...
You're ad-libbing all this shit, aren't you?
No, not at all. I mean...
You keep giving them ideas, Ray. You better stop.
No, I mean, I had the the basics of this fleshed out. So,
is there? I'm assuming this is old enough. There's probably like an outhouse.
There is an outhouse. Yes.
Okay. I'm definitely gonna look around real quick, and then I'm gonna drop a rock in the outhouse on my way, like out of the homestead type thing. But
okay, so you are leaving
the rest of the house first.
You're gonna check the rest of the house before you go to the outhouse.
Well, how far away is the outhouse?
It's probably 20 feet.
Yeah. Well, then I'll just go to the outhouse and drop a rock in. And
okay. Okay. As you exit the door, the jingling agitation of the stones in your pouch does lessen.
Okay.
You do notice that they are warmer now than they were, for sure. As you get to the outhouse, they're getting warmer. You can open up the door of the outhouse just fine.
Okay.
You can drop a rock?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's going to put the rock in there.
Yes. Good. Okay, so you are dropping a deuce of a rock into the outhouse. I'm assuming you're going to attempt to do the same thing that Ray did and straight in, don't let it touch anything on its way in.
I mean, I don't know how deep those things normally are, but yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of over the hole and drop it straight down.
Yep. So it gets a little below what would be like the seat. And just stops in the air, floating. Kind of vibrating a little. It's a little glowier than it was.
We're still in the first room of this dungeon, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Effectively, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to take the two rocks that I have.
Uh-huh. I'll put them in my jock, and we're leaving here.
Okay.
Put those rocks with my rocks.
I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna set them down next to each other on the ground.
Set them down gently.
Okay.
Gently.
And walk away.
Maybe smooth a little dirt over them. Give them a nice bed.
You pull the rocks out. You're still outside, right? You didn't go in the house. Okay.
No. Just setting them down next to one another. And then I'm walking away. I'm going inside.
Okay. You set them down on the ground. They're a little warm, but nothing, you know. You set them down on the ground. No problem getting them to touch earth. No issues there. You start to walk towards the house. And you notice that the rocks started to kind of vibrate a little bit as you're walking away. Are you paying any attention to them as you walk towards the house?
So I want to say that I'm not paying any attention to them at all. I want to be like, I'm super cool. I'm not.
I want that to be. I'm walking away from this explosion without looking back.
Not even, not even a little bit concerned. I'm ready for my Michael Bay moment.
Okay. Cool. That's fine.
But
that's not true.
I am watching those things so carefully out of the corner of my eye as I'm walking away, trying to look cool.
Uh-huh. Okay. You notice they... How close together did you put them?
God damn it. I'm loving this.
The only expression that, like, the only phrasing that comes to mind is too close.
Tell me about your decision. Why did you make that decision?
So they kind of start to roll in circle of each other as if like,
let me tell you why that's a bad decision.
They were harmony balls in somebody's hand. And then there's one stone.
No! Hey, Dylan, how many did you put in the toilet?
Just one.
Okay. Just one. So you still have one.
Yes, yes. So
this is all Max's fault.
I am correct in assuming that Grillmaster is the only one still holding one of these, correct?
Oh God, so he's gonna be the one that turns into the rock.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely holding one.
Okay, okay. Grillmaster, I need you to make me a dexterity save
as all the rocks fly towards your hand. One is covered in shit.
22.
Okay. You don't have any problem getting out of the way. The remaining rock that you had on your person is no longer on your person. It zips towards the outhouse. It merges with that one. And those go flying off towards the field, towards the one that's hanging out.
That's just rude.
And after that happens, it takes like 2 seconds. They're flying. They're making up for lost time. They start heading towards the two that became one.
Do I see all this out the window?
Yes, you do.
I'm freaking out like a...
Oh, man. Guys, we got like a schoolgirl.
Why did you get the rocks, Max?
I don't... This is bad.
And after all the little stones converge and become one stone minus one, since
maybe it become stone one Ultron.
One of the stones did get yeeted down the well, and it did merge with the other stone.
The big stone is in the well, right?
The big stone with one of the small stones that you threw down.
Yeah. I seem to recall. I think you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All of them, slightly smaller than fist size, scream off towards the well, and into the well they go.
Oh, good.
Put the lid back on the well.
Who's near it?
No one. Grill master. He's in the shitter.
All of us?
And it took like a couple of us to move it.
It took two of you to move it, yes.
Yeah, this is that'll happen.
So is it anyone?
Oh, yeah, I was gonna check out that back room.
You're leaving the window and headed to the back room?
No. I'm pissing myself at the window.
Okay. Well, that's what you want to do. That's fine.
I'm going to go look in the well.
You're going to go look in the well? Okay.
What do you want there? That's where the rocks are.
I know.
I love it so much.
But I gotta know what's happening. So I know I'm how like, far I need to worst run.
This is the worst prison ever.
Okay. You see... As you look over the edge.
I'm in the house crying because my character's going to die a virgin.
Just hanging out just above where the well, you know, cuts to black that you can't see anymore. There is now a double fist sized uncut gem.
Oh, okay. But like it's not doing anything. It's just hanging out there.
It is super glowy and super vibrating.
Okay. Is it like radiating energy that I can feel from where I am? Like a heat or anything?
It's very warm.
Okay.
But there's just a music like you hear in every horror movie.
I am going to slowly and calmly walk inside.
Okay.
As fast as I can without... looking
gesturing to Grillmaster, just like, come here, come here.
This is bad. This is real bad.
Okay. Okay. Grillmaster, what are you doing, sir?
Watching those fools die under rocks.
Yeah, I mean, he looked in there, he said it's real bad.
It's real bad.
I don't know what else I would have wanted inside of the house.
Okay.
Safety at this point.
Are we thinking going in the house is safer?
Well, I don't.
Maybe the rock won't see us in there and it'll go off into the woods where it likes to be.
Well, it's about to do something, and I don't want to be next to it when it does whatever it's going to do.
Have we taken a rest yet?
No, you have not.
Let's do that. Let's do that in the house.
I'm going to cast darkness on the well.
Doesn't darkness only last like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can at least get a head start. Maybe it won't see us.
You're going to cast darkness on the well. Okay.
Like around the opening. So
yeah. Once
they climb out, there'd be the radius right there.
Uh-huh.
And that should give us enough cover to hightail it away from that area.
Okay.
I feel like if we wait around, they're going to find us in the house. So.
I mean,
Grillmaster wants to run, huh?
To be fair, we did establish in the last combat they are not the most perceptive things.
Right? Maybe they will attack us at night.
We also don't know what's coming.
That was their first incarnation. Who knows? They might have improved since death.
Sure. Okay. So casting darkness on the well and trying to convince your compatriots here to run.
I'm gonna motion that first and see if I can get any confirmation before I throw the darkness up. But
okay.
That is the goal.
If you want to run, I am fine with running. I don't care.
I mean, we could just go into the house and I can throw a darkness outside if we think they're moving towards us.
I have darkness as well. I can cover once yours expires.
So then, sure.
So we have twice the duration.
Then sounds like we've got a plan. Let's hunker down.
Okay. Okay.
Hunker down, see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go in the house, but darkness will be the first thing that I'm casting. If
okay.
Well, if we see see anything. You said the stone was glowing.
Yes. Yeah.
So yes. We'll just watch the we didn't put the cover over the well. So we should be able to see like light, like start emanating from it. Maybe,
yeah. Probably
we see that we cast darkness, and
well, let's let it come up because
I said we cast darkness over the front of the cabin, so it can't maybe find the door to get in here.
Okay, but if you do you have devil sight?
No,
yes, I have devil sight.
One of them. Okay,
okay. Because I'm just saying, like, if you cast darkness on the front of the house,
well, 10 feet in front of the house, so that the darkness globe kind of covers the front of the house, and yes, a little bit of inside the house, but not the whole inside of the house.
We had already planned for something like this previously, because you guys had ways to work around it. I had my snake thing.
That's true. Okay. Yeah.
Well, fuck that. Yeah. Imp is invisible looking down the well. And I will open a side window for it to get in if it has to retreat.
I absolutely love this plan. Cool.
Not directly above the well, off to the side, not like right down the barrel.
Yeah.
Enough to see the light down there and tell if it's coming up here.
Okay. Well, this part I've got to improv because I didn't think you guys were going to try and utilize a well for this, but okay. So, you guys get in the house.
Liar, you're making all this shit up.
No, I
You just said that's what improv means.
I had plans for these stones. I just didn't think that the plan would be you guys are going to yeet them down a well. So,
yeah, do those rock monsters swim? I don't think so. Fuck them. I know they can't jump or fly. Or look up. They're in a well.
I mean, honestly, they're just going to run into the wall repeatedly.
They're just going to do circles at the bottom of the well.
Oh, you guys.
I mean, checkmate.
That's a crit fail. Yeah, checkmate, crit fail. Fuck you, rock man.
You guys get inside the house. You're looking out the window. You're peeking. You're waiting.
We're going over all the things that can't go wrong.
Yes. The imps are. Imp or imps, whatever, are stationed outside. They're and they can communicate telepathically to you, yes, right?
Yeah. It's telling me everything it sees.
Okay. It says, oh, no.
Oh, good.
Oh, no. You can't believe how well this is working?
I can't believe it's not well.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It can't get out of the well?
You see. Well, first you feel.
No. Oh, no. It's taking all the stone from the well and making its body bigger.
Well, sort of. But
you fucker. Right.
Shut up.
No, no.
You, every time you say something dumb, it becomes reality.
I know this one. It's so fun.
You feel the ground start to shake.
That's normal. This time of year. Yeah, it's totally normal.
You see...
It happens around here all the time.
Large arms kind of like come up out of the well.
Also like normal.
Straight up and then like down. Onto the ground, no. Palms down.
This part is a little strange, but
maybe we should just
who's to say go where? We're in the fucking house. Is there a back door?
Anywhere. We'll just, you know what? We just leave. Let's just go somewhere else.
I my character would like to be somewhere else. Yes.
As the arms start to push
as down, a minor action, ground. I'm going to be somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, you can pee somewhere else.
I'm peeing in my pants.
The arms start to like, you know, they get flat on the ground, the hands do, and they start to push up, and it's like the whole well. The circular structure of the well now has arms and is like pulling itself up out of the ground.
We've created a medieval missile silo.
Water is like pouring out from the stones and sloshing down on the ground. And there's just the rumbling intensifies. And after about 10 seconds, a giant round well creature with arms and legs is now standing there.
That seems well.
What's that?
That seemed wasteful of the water, really.
Yeah, there was. It's a lot of water. Are you guys staying in the house?
Is there a back door to the house?
Are you going to go in the back room and look?
Well, yeah, that was always an option.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Make me a perception check
to see if there's a door.
We have peed a lot.
Yeah. I perceive through my tears with a 21 whether or not there's a door.
There is not a door, but there is a nice window.
There's a nice window. Okay.
Back of the house.
I communicate to the imp. I go, get the fuck out of there. We're going to the back of the house. There's a window. Let's go.
On it. Because this well monster stands probably 20 feet tall, 25 feet tall.
Wow, that's normal. So
it is.
Let's go.
We should go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Work here is done, folks. Crisp high five.
Success.
Okay. You hear what can only be considered a stomp, and then a stomp, and then a stomp.
I'm not looking back. I'm
no,
moving.
That's fine. That's fine.
I will
expend, to the window.
I will spend my last spell slot to turn invisible.
It's fine.
Girlmaster, I think we're leaving.
I'm running away.
I was already moving with you towards that as soon as I saw him running.
Yeah. Okay. As you guys get through the window and out to the back side of the house, you all kind of realize the steps seem like they're headed away from you.
The what?
The stomps. The stomp, 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 stomp that you were hearing?
Oh, I thought you said the steps.
The noise is receding. Like,
yes. Okay. Yes. And then you start to hear what sounds like tree limbs breaking.
I will peek around the house. Or no, I'll send the imp up to peek over the house.
Okay. He gets up in time to see the well monster heading into the woods.
Well, well, well.
Fantastic. I think we should still probably get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It might come back here to sleep or something. Who knows? Or maybe it gets thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Was there any part of the house, like, was there an upstairs?
Nope. No upstairs.
Okay.
Basically just a 2-room stone cottage.
Okay.
And we found all of the, like, super cursed materials that were here to be found.
No, you didn't really look for anything.
That's what I was saying. Like, I'm going to start looking through some of the house. If they're going the opposite way, I feel like we have at least a few minutes. I would like to do...
I will have the imp keep an lookout, because that thing is obviously fast. So, stealthy, so we won't hear it coming, right?
I will happily assist and guide someone.
Okay.
I will keep lookout with imp. I'll look out the front window and have the imp, skycopter imp.
Okay. You guys can search the house.
That's you, D, with advantage and guidance?
Yeah. That's the best I can provide. That's the best I can provide. I have no advantage. Like, I have no bonuses.
Not kicking ass with the investigation for sure.
Well, I didn't say I was going to be great at it. I'm just saying I'm going to do it.
No, I got plus zero, so.
It's advantage with a d4.
Well, that's 17 plus a d4. 20.
Nice.
20? Cool.
Dirtiest of 20s.
Okay. You look around the bedroom and you see a couple of tomes. They are old, dusty.
Yeah. Light reading before bedtime.
They're probably 150-ish pages apiece. There's 3 of them.
Okay.
On the cover, you are a warlock?
Yes.
Okay. There are runes, a single rune on each one.
I mean, I'm definitely going to take them.
Okay. You... that's really the only things in the bedroom area that look of anything other than, you know, normal house furnishings.
Well, tell me about the underwear drawer.
Are you going to investigate the underwear drawer?
No, I'm still looking out the front window for Rockman cometh.
There's nothing. But you know what? Make me a perception check, Ray.
Out the front window?
Out the front window.
Well, perception I was going to have. That's 18 with my plus 3.
Okay. 18 with your plus 3. Okay. So you don't really feel the vibrations anymore, but you do see the trees are moving
the tops of the trees are moving. And
she has no respect for trees.
You hear faint screams.
Faint what?
Screams.
Does it sound like a dwarf and a undescript female?
It sounds like more than two people.
Sounds like a whole lot of not our problem.
Do they sound?
Yeah, that's kind of my logic with it. Like,
well, we took care of that other group, or maybe demons.
You probably took care of someone or something.
I mean,
oh, we had the experience for that. Really, you know,
our work.
Right,
I don't,
right
I
here.
I don't know what else we could do.
We earned that. Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan?
Yeah.
I come back and tell the group that I think Wellboy found some playmates, so we might be good for a little while.
Excellent.
In your head, you hear that was a great strategy.
Okay.
Similar to the voice you heard before. Well, it is the voice you heard before. Same tone, same everything. That was a great strategy.
Because we planned that. I didn't hear it.
I'm going to think back in my head just in case. Does that mean I'm getting a raise?
Does it mean you're getting a raise?
Yes, have an extra spell slot.
If you make it out of here, maybe there'll be something.
Can I look at those books?
Yeah, if we're taking like a short rest or something.
You guys can set up watches and do whatever you want. I mean, you have a house.
Yeah, I'm down for a short rest. I think we can chill. I'll there's three books, you said?
Yep.
And there's runes on them?
There's a single rune.
Is it like 1, 2, 3, ABC? What is it?
Do you know how to read runes?
He's a warlock.
Depends on what language they are.
I can do comprehend languages as a ritual.
There you go. Let's do that.
Yeah, I'd say do that.
I don't have much by way of spells. That's why I have that.
Man, he's riching it up.
I don't believe that any of you have said that you speak Terran.
Is Terran a flavor of primordial?
It is a flavor of primordial.
Then I could probably rough my way through it.
Okay. So you do speak primordial. That's right. Okay. Make me a...
Wisdom.
A wisdom check? Intelligence check?
I think languages go on intelligence, don't they? Or they're like intelligence and background?
Yeah, so it's something like that.
It'd be intelligence, probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a hard DC here.
Well, that works out because I have no bonuses.
That's fine.
11.
Okay. It takes you a couple of minutes to kind of like get your bearings, but the single rune on the cover of each book corresponds to an element. You have an earth rune on one book. You have a fire rune on another book.
Okay.
And you have a shadow rune.
I was thinking earth, wind, and fire, but we don't ruin that.
No.
Earth, fire, and shadow?
Earth, fire, and shadow.
Now, in looking at these, does it look like each one of these confers a specific, like each one has a specific thing that it does?
The runes?
Each one of these books.
Oh, if you're going to flip through the books, they look to be a repository of notes regarding alchemical processes someone was attempting to animate elements.
Alchemy, you say?
I do say.
Well. That's...
There are, like, ingredients lists. There are processes documented. There are notes about experiments handled. But there's a lot here. You're not going to cruise through each of these in a night and be a master at what's in them.
That's okay. I've got alchemy knowledge.
Okay.
I can take time.
That's okay. He's a bard, but he just took all the classes instead of actually taking part.
That's true. How long do you spend reading these? Reading a single volume.
I don't know that I would spend any real quantity, like maybe
50. You want to rest, though, right?
Yeah.
Half hour each. Just like okay. Enough to get a decent enough skim through to have some
to get idea. A good idea.
Yeah.
So okay.
They're trying to get at.
Okay. Cool. We'll deal with that. Dylan, make me one more investigation check because you said you were checking the whole house.
Yeah. Do I have this still the same bonuses?
Yep.
Okay. Is there 22?
22. Okay. In the main room, you find two things. Under the counter on the wall that is like the kitchen area, there is a really nice set of beakers and flasks and all manner of glassware in a very ornate leather and wood case. The case is probably 2 feet wide or 2 feet long, probably 10 inches wide, probably 14 inches deep, like toolbox size, you know. Everything in there kind of has a place. It looks like in a small alchemy kit.
Okay. I'm gonna take it.
Okay.
Think I'm carrying anything crazy where this would be a weight issue.
And then in the living room.
That's where I'm at.
Yes.
And I got Imp on lookout and I'm listening for thuds, but
not. I'm letting everyone know that I found the kit just in case. Like,
okay.
I'm not keeping it a secret.
Excellent.
In the living room next to the fireplace, there is like, you know, there's the, when there's a fireplace, there's the tools to, you know, stoke the fire and whatnot.
Okay.
In that little holder that holds those tools, there is a metal rod that seems out of place.
Is it a different kind of metal? Is it a different kind of shape? Or what's out of place about it?
It's a really nice metal. It's very dusty. It looks tarnished. It looks like one end has been in the fire.
I will pick that up in each hand.
Okay. You guys have been around fireplaces before? None of you have seen a plain, boring... what would probably be shiny in normal circumstances, metal rod sitting next to a fireplace like that.
Yeah. Mage hand.
Mage hand? Okay. Yeah. Mage hand can hold like 8 pounds.
I think it's under 10 or maybe under okay. 5. Make sure. Ten pounds.
It can pick it up, but it's not like it picked it up like it weighs a pound.
Yeah, pick it up and just kind of hold it in front of me a little bit, kind of roll it around. And, okay. And it, do I see any markings on it? Does it have like a visible end that's a handle? Is it sharp at one end?
What race are you?
I am human.
You're human. Okay. There is clearly an end that someone held.
Okay.
It is like a metal rod. There, not all like right. It has a I handle will... or a point or anything, but there is one end that was held, and there is one end that looks like it was charred, stuck in a fire.
I will mage hand it over onto the table and just place it and say, "What do you guys make of this? I haven't touched it, so I don't know if it's safe, but."
That's weird.
Doesn't really mean anything to me. It doesn't, but it doesn't belong with these. And I point to the other pokers.
You guys are all able to suss out that this is a mithril rod.
Chat, should we pick up our investigation next time?
I think that's probably the last thing for tonight.
Okay.
You have a mithril rod.
Interesting.
And we do not have raw gems anymore.
Nope.